Right now, guys that would be day-to-day, you know, because we just lifted today and did some stuff, you know, just in the meeting rooms, the guys that would have missed if we practiced today would have been Gerald Everett, Kayvon Webster, and Malcolm Brown. Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, it was a physical game yesterday. We got some stuff, you know, cleaned up from the tape yesterday, and then we also got him in here for a lift. And then I thought it was important for us as a coaching staff to not feel like he wanted to rush through the game plan. And then tomorrow we'll have a couple walkthroughs to kind of get caught up to speed to kind of make up for really what would be equivalent to 2 days of preparation in a normal week. You know, I think he did some good things. I think he's getting more and more comfortable, you know, just getting back into the rhythm of a normal game. You know, it's the first time he's had live action in a year. So I think the standards that he has for himself and that we have for him, you know, we know that there's a couple things that he can do better, but I think he'll only get better and better as, you know, he progresses into, you know, just getting that experience and his rep count up. You know, I thought he did some good things as the game progressed, you know, made some plays, affected some of the schemes that they were running. But, you know, he did some really, you know, you could see his get off and some of the things that make Aaron rare did show up. And like anything else, you know, it's, you know, being able to get back into a rhythm for him, I think will be important. I think we'll see him get more and more comfortable as the season progresses. You know, I don't think so. Just because he came out of the game, he felt good today. When he talked with Reggie and Ted, you know, everything came away good. So I think, you know, you just want to be mindful of the short turnaround, especially with those guys that are hurting or, you know, that might be kind of day to day right now. But with him feeling good, I think, you know, we're in good track for him to be ready to go on Thursday. Yeah, those are things that, you know, we're discussing with the defensive staff earlier this morning, and exactly how we kind of package some different things will be predicated on Kayvon's availability and then how we utilize Troy as well. So we're anticipating him being ready to go, you know, talking about Troy, and we're hopeful that Kayvon will be too, and then how that shakes out at the corner position, it will be figured out as the week progresses. You know, I think really credit to Washington. I think they did a nice job with some perimeter schemes, some, you know, some gap and trap type stuff. And I thought as the game settled down, you know, the defense, you know, kind of settled into the game and did a much better job in the second half. You know, there was a couple big plays in that first half. And then obviously the, you know, the 61-yard draw that they hit was a big play for them. But as the game progressed, I thought the guys settled in. But, you know, again, credit to Washington. I thought they did a nice job with some of the things that they were running schematically, and they made those plays. Yeah, I think you want to be mindful of going against the personnel and some of the matchups that, you know, you're able to get with guys going out, and with Tremaine being, you know, one of our best corners, one of our best defensive players, certainly, you know, whoever comes in, and not necessarily exclusive to Kevin, but whoever would come in the game, that might be something that you would think about as a point of attack for sure. Yeah, what it was a double after. So it was a double penalty after a change of possession. The way that it works, where there was a penalty on each team, so then it was a spot foul where the ball went where the ball was received on the 2-yard line. So if that was caught in the end zone, it would have been placed as a touchback. But it's kind of a, you know, rule that, you know, had some little nuances to it, but they kept calling it a double after. And then when you look at the rule book, it's really a double penalty after a change of possession is what it was. Yeah, it was correctly interpreted by them. Yep.
As it was kind of being fleshed out and the ball was, you know, moving up the field, were you kind of sitting there hoping like they weren't going to get it right and you guys would just get it?
Absolutely. Yeah. When we end up on the 2-yard line instead of moving it a little bit further ahead, no question about it. But you know, that's where you realize there's a lot of little nuances and specific things that can come up, and you know, it was something that they did get right based on the way that they saw that play out. Yeah.
Why did you feel the need to do that? And looking back at the film, what do you feel
Well, I think, you know, anytime that you look at yourself specifically with you know, some of the plays that you're calling offensively, I think I didn't ever feel like I allowed our players to get into a rhythm. You know, you look at, we had 9 plays in the first quarter, then the first play, we end up turning it over in the second quarter, so you got 10 plays. And I thought then I let those circumstances affect the way that you kind of go about your normal rhythm, as opposed to kind of just staying one play at a time, like you talk about, try to keep your run-pass balance, knowing that you still have a whole game to get back in it. And I just thought there was some uncharacteristic decisions and maybe some indecisiveness on my part where, you know, we always talk about letting our approach and our preparation lead to good performance and, you know, the process over results always. And I thought, regardless of the way that some things played out, when you go into a game, you always envision kind of how you want to be able to try to put your players in good spots. And I, you know, I didn't necessarily follow through with that plan based on the way things played out. And I think there are times when you have to do that, but I thought there was a handful of situations where I didn't need to do that yesterday, and I did. And it made it tougher on our players than it should have been. Well, I think if you ask your players to be, then it's very important for you to be yourself. You know, we always talk about coachability. And, you know, certainly if I'm not being coachable or being critical of myself when I'm not doing the things that I need to do to try to be, you know, helpful in trying to achieve wins and putting the players in good spots, then that's something that you have to be, you know, aware of, and you can't be afraid to admit that. Well, it was a couple different things where, you know, he might have been a primary, but the coverage dictated something else. And then, you know, we had 49 offensive snaps too. So when you do want to try to get some runs off, you know, Todd got going as the game progressed, so you wanted to be able to maintain a run-pass balance. And when things got within one possession, you didn't feel like you had to reach, and you could kind of just take the ball down the field. So it was a product of a couple different things, Rich. But I think when you don't have that many shots at it, you want to try to still have some balance and some of the coverages that dictate the ball going elsewhere, that kind of is how that results in him not getting as many targets as you'd like.
How much better do you think your defense would be fully football shape, Aaron Donald?
Well, I think we can get better as a whole, you know, and I think obviously Aaron adds to that. I know that the standards that we have, that they have for themselves, you know, that wasn't up to par. Again, I'll give credit to Washington, though. I thought they did a nice job. But our defense, you know, I expect them to be able to look at themselves critically. We will look at ourselves as a team critically in terms of some of the things that we can clean up. You know, and that's where I think it's important to understand is, you know, that was on all three phases. That was a team loss yesterday. You know, everyone wants to maybe point out some of the things with the defense, but there was plenty of opportunities offensively and, you know, some of the things special teams that we can all look at ourselves and say, what can I do to be a part of the solution and maybe change the outcome of that game? Yeah, you know, I think you'd like to think that as guys get more comfortable, they kind of understand, you know, the way that, you know, certain things are being called and how we can correct that from a coaching standpoint first and foremost. But the thing that's always going to be important is, you know, the poise in some of the crunch time situations. You know, that's where when it gets down to the wire, whether it's third downs or some of the things where, you know, those self-inflicted wounds are things that we have to be able to avoid. And that, you know, it starts with me, and then we've got to do a better job of emphasizing it, and then the players get it, and then we try to avoid those at all costs. I don't know about that. You know, it depends on how well the rest of this game plan goes tonight, but I'll be able to tell you tomorrow.
I have
in Washington. I haven't here yet. I didn't have a nice spread out couch like I did in Washington, so it was a little bit easier to sleep there, but that might be something that you have to consider depending upon how the rest of the night goes. Yeah, it's a big challenge. You know, whether you're head coach or any coach, you know, any time that you condense a week that you're normally accustomed to having a handful of days more, and you get the same amount of work in, it definitely does pose some challenges. But it's also important for us to be aware of that so that you don't put too much on your players. Figure out what they're comfortable with, but also what are some things that attack the offense or defensive scheme and some of the things that we'll do special teams-wise. So it's a balance that we have to do a good job of as coaches and try to help our players so that Thursday is as seamless as possible on a short week, knowing all the factors that are involved.
How difficult is that for your more veteran players who have become accustomed to
Yeah, no, it is tougher. It's a lot tougher, Gary. And I think the big thing, too, is that these guys know how to take care of their bodies. You know, the thing that you do feel fortunate is at least this is week three, you know, not week 13 where you're having to do that. So from that standpoint, it does make it a little bit easier, only knowing that you have really two full games of that pounding on their bodies. But it is a tough challenge, but, you know, it's something that everybody in this league has to do. And you know, for us, it's this week. Yeah, I think it does. You know, I think it does make it a little bit more difficult just because, like you mentioned, you don't have the amount of information that you're typically accustomed to when you get ready for a normal opponent. But it was a very similar type deal for getting ready for Washington defensively last week. So those are things that we have to be ready to adjust to. I think when you look at their offense, we got some people that are familiar with some of the things that Kyle's had a lot of success with over the course of his career. And then, you know, I think, you know, Robert Saleh's done an excellent job these first couple weeks putting their defense in a lot of good situations.